Okay, and there's another T-Rex eating a hot dog. And there's a baby with sailboats for hands.
Oh, hey, Mindy, why are you looking at the clouds?
Oh, hey, Guy Razzie, I'm binge-watching the sky.
Oh, what episode? I mean, what cloud are you on?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if this one up here looks like a panda wearing a tutu or a hula-hooping platypus.
Definitely a hula-hooping platypus. Whoa, check out that one. Is it just me, or does that look like a surfer about to take on a massive wave?
Huh, I don't know. I think it just looks kind of like a piece of ham stuck to a refrigerator.
I'm not seeing that.
Okay, just squint really hard, and then, here, tilt your head all the way to the right. Yeah, there you go, just like that. See it?
Huh. You know what? I see it now. It really does look like a slice of ham stuck to a refrigerator. Well, anyway, do you think we could press pause on the cloud binge-watching? Because we've got a game show to host.
Oh, yeah. Hey, clouds? Clouds, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
What? Wait, what?
Okay, let's do it. Roll in the set.
And pull the curtain in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Nacho Tuesday, it's
Two What's and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two What's and a Wow! Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another fluffy round of Two What's and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats!
Now, before we begin today's round, let's review where we left off yesterday.
We gave you 3 scientific statements about eagles and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, golden eagles enjoy covering themselves with ants?
Or was it B, the wings of great Nicobar serpent eagles are so big, they're often mistaken for small planes?
Or was it C, the world's largest eagle's nest was about 20 feet deep or the size of 5 7-year-olds?
And to answer yesterday's question, joining us by phone, it's LaDori from Philadelphia. LaDori, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is LaDori, and I'm from Philadelphia. I am 8 years old. My wow in the world is that the biggest known eagle nest, which is in Florida, is 9 feet wide and 20 feet deep. It's really enormous. Thank you. I love your show. Bye.
Winner, winner, bird nest for dinner.
And there you have it, Wowzers. If you guessed the answer C, that the largest eagle's nest ever was 20 feet deep, you found the winning wow. Congratulations, Wowzers.
Weighing in at a whopping 4,409 pounds, this eagle's nest, which was examined by the Guinness World Records back in 1963, weighed more than 2 polar bears combined. It was found near St. Petersburg, Florida, and built by a pair of bald eagles.
Now, if you guessed A or B, you weren't that far off. There are several species of birds that do actually like covering themselves in ants. This process is called anting, and scientists aren't quite sure why it happens. Some of them believe it could be because certain acids in the ants help to protect the birds from lice. And other scientists think the ants might help the birds molt or shed their feathers a little faster.
And if you guessed B, there are a few known cases where certain birds have been mistaken for airplanes. For example, the endangered California condor, North America's largest land bird, has a wingspan so wide that it's actually been mistaken for a plane from far away. Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Well, Mindy, all of our winning contestants will be taking home their very own invisible bird's eye view glasses.
It's always a good thing to have a little change of perspective. Pop pop on these glasses and take a stroll around your lovely living room, viewing all that's happening on the ground from above.
Mindy, if they're in their living room, wouldn't they just see the floor?
And their feet too, Guy Raz.
Okay, well, I guess congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. We're going to take a quick break to see what other cloud formations we can find outside, but when we come back, it's another round of Two What's and a Wow.
Two What's and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Support for this podcast and the following message for parents come from Clif Kid, makers of Z-Bar, the organic energy bar made for playtime fuel. Many at Clif are parents, too, and Clif Kid salutes all the parents and kids working together to make the best of this time, staying active and using their imaginations while they play. Clif Kid is here for you and with you for every adventure.
That's it. Now back to the show.
And we're back for another round of Two What's and a Wow. The category for today's round is clouds. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with three scientific statements about clouds, but, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up whats?
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about clouds is the true scientific wow? Is it A, clouds can weigh up to 1.1 million pounds?
Or is it B, over 95% of the world is covered by clouds at any given time?
Or is it C, a mall in Texas was so large that water-based clouds began forming inside of the building?
One more time. Is it A, clouds can weigh up to 1.1 million pounds?
Or is it B, over 95% of the world is covered by clouds at any given moment?
Or is it C, a shopping mall in Texas was so large that water-based clouds began forming inside of the building?
When you think you have the correct answer, write it down on a sheet of paper.
And upload it to your favorite cloud.
And then check back tomorrow to see if your wow is the winning wow.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Head in the Cloud.
We're big believers in the relaxing benefits of the occasional cloud gazing.
So, wowzers, we challenge you to put your head in the clouds.
And maybe write a story based on what you see in the sky. Do you see a cat hugging a dinosaur?
Or maybe a hot dog battling an ice cream cone?
To find inspiration for your story, you only need to look up.
And when you finish your story, grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
And check back tomorrow for the answer to today's game, when we'll also play another round of... Two What's and a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Anna Zagorski writes the words, and Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer.
Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Jed Anderson and also Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their three-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. The Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook is available for pre-order now. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info. And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
And if you're a kid with a big wow to share that could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's and a Wow, call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening.
That's all for now. Until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's
and the Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.